we present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
But not on this one.
What do we do?
We wait for the next one. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
I'm tired of your questions.
I'm tired.
Full stop. You're paid to get tired.
Where's Angelo?
Where he should be.
In the car?
No.
He should be there.
What is this trouble? He's here.
Where?
Behind you.
Don't turn around.
Just take my word for it.
All right. So what do we do now?
Wait. I've been here since 6. It's nearly 10:30. I'm tired of waiting.
You won't have to wait long. Plane's landed. Now get over to the information desk and do your stuff.
Why don't you go this time? I've been twice already. By now that receptionist's got a pretty good idea of what I look like. One more time and she'll be able to paint a technicolor picture of me.
Who knows? You might even get a date with her when this is all over.
Very funny. Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's you again. Want me to page Mr. Allendale for you?
Yes, please.
Certainly. I'll wait until all the passengers are through the main gate.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Plane gotten about 5 minutes ago. How have you been?
Fine. You want me to come and collect you?
Well, either that or I walk 20 kilometers home.
Give me 20 minutes.
What's 20 minutes in a lifetime, after all?
I'm on my way.
See you.
Double Image. We present a thriller by Glyn Day, starring Linda Delport, John Dennison, and Ronald France. Double Image, a production by Andre Botman.
There looking like a wounded dog. Help me straighten up the flat.
Oh, you're going to get the ready, Joe. I'll tidy up.
It won't take me long.
I thought he wasn't due back until Friday.
So did I.
Oh, come on, come on. You've got to move. I'll empty the ashtray and clean up, then lock the door and disappear. Simon won't notice a thing when he gets back.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you.
Shall I tell him you're waiting for him?
No, it's all right. Just give him the letter.
She must be more attractive, close up.
What are you talking about?
Look like a couple of lovebirds, the way you leaned across the information counter and whispered in her ear.
Oh, cut it out.
You gave her the letter?
Yeah, that's all I gave her.
What? No telephone number? No date? You're slipping, Phil. Must be losing your sex appeal. Well, maybe she doesn't go for bandy-legged midgets.
Oh, shut up.
Good evening. My name's Allendale. You were calling me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Allendale. A young man has been asking me to page you all night.
Ah.
He left a letter. Here it is.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Anything wrong?
Very much, sir. Is this some kind of a joke?
Joke? I don't understand.
Neither do I. There's nothing in this envelope but a blank sheet of paper.
Wrong? No, it's just that I've been paging him all night, and then when he arrived...
Yes? Well, go on.
There was this young man, small, wearing a check shirt, small moustache. He was waiting for Mr. Allendale. Then he gave me a letter to give to him just before the 10:30 flight came in. I called Mr. Allendale, and he came to the desk. I gave him the letter. He opened it, and... there was nothing inside.
What?
Just a piece of paper with nothing written on it.
What did he do then?
He thanked me and walked off towards the restaurant. I assumed he was going to have a cup of tea or something. I haven't seen him since.
Would you mind calling him again? If he comes to the desk, ask him to wait. I'll go and look in the restaurant.
Certainly.
Hello.
Jacques, I can't find Simon anywhere. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what to do.
Hey, calm down. Where are you?
At the airport. He's disappeared. He was here. Something strange has happened.
What do you want me to do? I can't come down there. Someone may recognize me.
There you go again. Thinking of yourself. I need you here, Jacques.
All right. Report Simon's disappearance to the airport police. Tell them all you know. I'll be there in about 20 minutes.
Thank you, Jacques.
Hello?
Hello, Jacques.
Who's that?
Simon Allendale.
Mrs. Allendale?
Yes?
It's about your husband.
Where is he?
Keep your voice down, please. Shall we sit over here? That's better. You were going to alert the police, weren't you? I don't think that's a very wise thing to do. It's not necessary anyway. Mr. Simon Allendale is perfectly safe.
Where is he?
He's here, not very far away. Is Jacques on his way?
Look, I don't know who you are or what you want, but I must
know...
Oh,
I'm sorry. Here's my card.
What do you want with me?
Some information.
What about?
Yourself, your husband.
It hasn't been much of a marriage, if that's what you mean. He was always off on a business trip. And he told me lies about where he went. I found that out about 6 months ago. A train ticket on the Paris Metro. And he said he was flying internally. He carefully destroyed the air tickets, or hid them in his office.
Why didn't you confront him with the evidence?
Oh, I did. Many times. He denied everything. Accused me of snooping. Told me to keep my nose out, mind my own business. I tried. Oh, believe me, I tried. Because I loved him. Don't ask me why. Does anyone know, ever? I'll tell you something else. I still love him. Oh, I know he doesn't love me anymore. But... I suppose only another woman could understand the way I feel.
I think you're wrong there. I understand. But what I don't understand is your relationship with Mr. Jacques Frumeau.
Yes, I thought you'd know about that too. He met me at a party. He took my telephone number. I was attracted to him. Who wouldn't be? Graying at the temples, still looking like a French god, with that lilting accent. We used to meet when Simon was out of town. I enjoyed his company. I liked him. Still like him. But Simon... Simon I love. Seems unbelievable, doesn't it? I'm sorry. I don't think I'm making any sense anymore. I'm all confused.
All right, Mrs. Allendale. You don't have to talk anymore. I'll take over now. There are quite a few things I think I should tell you.
Leave at once.
Good.
Mr. Allendale.
Simon, please.
Simon, is there any possibility of this whole thing being hushed up and settled between ourselves?
Maybe we can come to some arrangement. I'll think about it. Goodbye.
Well, Mrs. Allendale, that's the story for what it's worth.
But Simon, he didn't know, surely.
He's known about it, all right, for at least the past 6 months.
What do you plan to do now?
Well, this is where you come in. We want you to help us set a little trap. Have you ever seen one of these before?
No.
It's a miniature two-way receiver. You clip it under the lapel of your jacket. You'll be able to pick up and record everything you say.
But if that recording gets into somebody else's
hands... It won't. We'll see to that.
You all right, Miss Allendale?
Yes.
Good.
Now, will you please explain to me what is happening? You escort me to this office block, force me to make a phone call to a man I've never even heard of, pretending to be a jealous husband. And then you lock me into this room as if I was a common prisoner.
You're absolutely certain you've never heard of Jacques Frumeau.
I told you before. I don't know what you're talking about. If Joanne was seeing someone else, I was blissfully unaware of it. And quite frankly... I don't see that it's any business of yours. Honestly, I don't know who or what to believe anymore. I came back from a tiring business trip, phoned my wife to collect me at the airport, and the next minute I'm whisked off into a situation you only read about in books.
You do a lot of reading?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Then you will appreciate that what we've told you, Mr. Allendale, is far from fiction. Unlike most of what you have told us.
You're calling me a liar?
Yes. You've been living a double life for nearly 2 years now. What's so ironical is that your wife has been, too. But she doesn't realize her affair with Jacques Frumeau was planned, oh, so carefully, by you.
You're talking rubbish. I told you, I don't know him.
until you mentioned his name to me, got me to phone him, I'd never even heard of him. And that's the truth.
Will this make you tell the truth?
What is it?
A copy of a letter from you to Mr. Jacques Frumeau, dated 3rd of March, 1982, just over 2 years ago. We've had our handwriting experts check your signature. It's not a forgery. Here. There's nothing in this. It's a request for legal advice, that's all. He's a lawyer. You told me that yourself. Maybe my firm asked to see him. A letter was typed and I signed it. Maybe I even had an interview with him. I can't remember. You will remember, Mr. Allendale.
I'm sure of that.
My name's Frumeau, Jacques Frumeau. I received a call from you about 20 minutes ago, right?
Yes, I'm Joanne Allendale. My husband phoned me, asked me to meet him at the airport.
Yes.
When I got here, he'd gone.
Huh?
As you were the only lawyer I knew, I thought perhaps you could help me trace him.
Have you notified the police?
That wasn't necessary.
We can't speak here. Let's move over to the seats near the exit. There are less people there.
No, let's stay here. Anybody can hear what we have to say.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I say, Mr. Frumeau. How did you recognize me?
I beg your pardon?
You didn't page me from the information desk. You called out to me as if you knew who I was.
Of course I know who you are, damn it. What game are you playing at, Joe?
Why did you come here, Jacques? Was it because you were concerned about me? Were you genuinely eager to help me find Simon? Or did you want to find Simon yourself?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you do? How much money have you made in the past 18 months, Jacques? I don't mean as a lawyer. You aren't a very good one anyway. I mean on the side. How much money have you made since you started coming around to our flat when Simon was away? Everything falls into place now. Oh, so neatly. It's like finding the missing link. You always knew when Simon was going to be away for a few days because you planned it. And I never even suspected.
Have you finished?
Oh, no. There's a lot more, but it can wait.
Good, because I'm not staying here to listen to any more of your nonsense. I don't think you know half of what you just said. I don't know what you're going on about. If you'll excuse me, I'm going. And when you calm down and pull yourself together, you can phone me.
Just stay where you are, Mr. Frumeau.
A circus clown with a gun in his hand. Look out behind you! It works every time.
How much longer are you going to keep me here?
Until I get the truth.
I tell you what. You tell me the truth, as you see it, and I'll see if I agree with you.
All right. It's very simple, really. We learnt of your activities some 14 months ago. Information leaked through to the narcotics squad that an unusual amount of drugs was being brought into this country. Not smuggled in the usual ways, but in a way which, when analysed carefully, was actually legal. You, Mr. Simon Allendale, are a buyer for a legalized firm of analytical chemists. A certain quantity of medicinal drugs are imported by your firm every month.
Yes?
Your frequent trips in and out of the country are therefore legal. And your luggage and declared drugs at the customs, there's no cause for concern. After about 6 months, the customs were so used to seeing you, they failed to check you every time you passed through. And when a few hundred grams more of any particular drug than was necessary was found, you explained that it was a delayed shipment from the previous month.
But
it was only a couple of weeks ago, when an official file was opened, that we found that Chemists Incorporated, the name of your so-called firm, was nothing but a name and a box number. You and Mr. Jacques Frumeau have been operating a highly successful drug ring for nearly 2 years. Mr. Frumeau, on the pretext of having an affair with your wife, would call at your flat whenever you were away and pocket something in the region of 1,000 rands worth of drugs at every visit. We set a trap, and you both walked right into it. He's named you as the big boss of the network.
Oh.
There are other details, but I won't bore you with them. We have a recording of Frumeau's meeting with your wife after your supposed disappearance, which makes interesting listening.
You're in a corner, Mr. Allendale, and there's no doorway in sight. You want to confess now? I'm not saying anything until I've spoken to my lawyer. These are nothing but allegations. You have no proof of anything.
You want Jacques Froumeau as your lawyer?
You've got my luggage. Why don't you check it and see if I have more drugs than I should have? There it is over there. Go on, check it.
Ah, but you won't have more than you've declared.
But Chemists Incorporated does not exist. So what do you do with the drugs? You pass them on to Froumeau, who distributes them. I've been in narcotics for 10 years. With the CID for 5 years before that. I'm an experienced policeman, Mr. Allendale. You can't bluff your way out of this one. I'm taking you in. Yes?
Jerry, Phil here. He's got away. He slugged me and ran.
You won't get far. Angelo's at the car park.
He's taken Mrs. Allendale with him. He's got a gun.
Call Braithwaite at the charge office. Alert the squad cars.
Right on, Chief.
I'm bringing Allendale in. I'm sorry about this, Mr. Allendale, but it's a precaution I've got to take. Hold out your hands.
Joanne, he'll kill her. I know he will. He cares for nobody but himself. He's been blackmailing me for the past year and a half. I didn't want to continue, but he made me. You've got to believe me. I didn't
Save
want...
Save your breath. I'm not here to judge you. But if it makes you feel better, I believe you. Froumeau has a record as long as your arm. His real name, believe it or not, is Jack Wright. Come on, let's go.
Keep your head down, Joe.
You're mad. Mad.
Maybe, but I'm not a murderer.
You'll never get away with this.
I've got away with it already. I made a neat 100,000 rand over the past year. It's all safely stashed away where nobody can lay their hands.
Look out!
Never been on the Big Dipper at the fun fair? This is even better. Another 5 kilometers from here, I turn off at the open road, and then watch me burn it.
Where are you going?
Wait and see.
There's a roadblock ahead.
Oh, no. Ah,
it's our time.
Open the door and jump. Jump.
Was thrown clear, Mr. Allendale.
Oh.
She's going to be all right. Multiple fractures. Probably have to walk on crutches for the rest of her life. But she's alive.
Thank God for that.
Jacques Froumeau was killed instantly. We found a diary in a safe in his flat, which just about clears you, but not quite. You were an accessory. You're going to have to serve your sentence. I suggest you don't play your double image game at the trial. You've still got a chance. But you haven't got my sympathy.
Thanks.
That's the first time I've ever been thanked for speaking the truth. Good luck, Mr. Allendale. You're going to need it.
Just heard Double Image by Glyn Day. Linda Delport was Joe. John Dennison, Simon. And Ronald France, Jacques. Roland Stafford appeared as Phil, Glyn Day as Jerry, and Corin Willoughby was the receptionist. Sound effects by Johann Stassen. Audio control by Alan Raby. Double Image was directed by Andre Botmer.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springvark Library of the Air.